Across the Holy Land, religious leaders are working hard to bridge deep divisions at the heart of this conflict. Yet there is still much work to be done on the ground to create an atmosphere where any political solution could take root. Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin is travelling with a delegation of Catholic bishops from Europe and the United States on their mission to show support for the Christian churches in the Holy Land. She brings us this report from Nazareth.
A recent poll published in the local press of hundreds of high school students across Israel came up with some shocking results. They show that up to 75% of Jewish young people here believe that their Arab neighbors are ignorant, dirty, and violent. On the other side of the fence, fewer Arab students think that Jews are so uncultured, but a strong 64% of them still believe that Jews are also violent by nature. Perhaps even more worryingly, less than half of the young Jewish students said they had any interest in speaking to an Arab boy or girl, while three-quarters of the Arab youngsters interviewed said they would like to talk to their Jewish counterparts. Such striking evidence of the levels of prejudice prevalent throughout Israeli society was highlighted on Monday by the Maronite Archbishop of Haifa, Paul Nabil Sayar, to the group of visiting Catholic bishops from Europe and the United States. The Archbishop was speaking about the crucial role of interreligious efforts in trying to break down the physical and psychological barriers dividing the different communities of the Holy Land. He stressed all religious leaders must redouble their efforts to remove the root causes of prejudice, which is simply reinforced by violence, by the occupation, by discrimination, and by the separation barrier. As another local archbishop, Elias Shakur of the Greek Catholic community, put it to the group, in the classrooms of our schools, we can start writing the history of our region together. 25 years ago, Father Shakur founded one of the largest religious schools in the country, educating Christians, Muslims, Druze, and a handful of Jewish children as well. In Nazareth, I'm Philippa Hitchin.